Up and controlled by the Patriots. Over to Oliver, right side. Bounce pass to Barrett over in the corner. Now back to Oliver. Blackman in the zone. Barrett shoots it from the corner. Off the rim, no good. Oliver rebounds. Picked up, gives it to Barnes. Back to Eubank. Barrett may try again. No, this time she throws it away. First turnover of the game. Here's Hall going two on one. Gives to Norris. Layup good from the left side. So first blood, Blackman.
It's a who's who and Oakland basketball lore over here just below us.
Just got here. And I imagine they were enjoying all the festivities over in the cafeteria. Big night for Patriot fans. Here's Riggins from a jumper from about 12. It's off the rim. No good. Riggins gets her own rebound and tips it. And it's off Oakland. It'll be Blackman's ball. And again, Brian, as they did against Siegel, 0 for 2 shooting here early for Oakland.
Well, they've got to do a better job tonight, John, with the first half was just disastrous at Siegel. So if you're a Patriot fan, you want to try to do a much better job than what happened on Tuesday night.
Hall gets in double trouble and gets it out, however, to Johnson. Back out to Hall. Blackman going toward the swimming pool tonight in their orange uniforms, trimmed in blue. Oakland in the home white, trimmed in red. Norris, left side, takes a couple of dribbles, now gives it over to Johnson. Between the circles she goes, flips it over to Kennedy Killings. Killings to Cox, back to Hall, gets a pick from Cox, now back to her. Courtney shoots it from outside, no good. Rebound, Johnson over the back. Good position there by Oakland, and a foul called on Alex Johnson.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update, 16-15, first quarter of play. Eagleville leading Middle Tennessee Christian School at Eagleville tonight on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Not what we expected in that game.
Yep.
Here's Oliver, drives through two, now going to take it all the way in, lays it up and in. Good move by Oliver. She has the first Oakland basket, and now we're going to turn over, and it's on Blackman. Johnson couldn't handle the pass inside, and Oakland will have the basketball. We're all tied up at two, 6:17 to go in the first quarter. Brian will try to give you some of these names that are here tonight. Ben Cates, one of them. He was the first to arrive out here on the court. Here's Chelsea Hall, has it. Calls the signals right in front of the Oakland bench. Hall looking for a screen, doesn't get it. Now drives baseline, in trouble, gives it off to Cox. She finds Killings open, bounces off of there, no good. Rebound to Riggins. Over to Eubank. She doesn't have the numbers, going to drive it in anyway, and she's going to pick up a foul. So Eubanks went hard to the basket.
Of course, for many of those years, Ben Cates was assisted by Ronnie Eakes, and they're both down there. Former girls basketball coach George Hockenberry here of the coaching ranks.
Eubanks misses the first one.
Clay Shirley, Randy McLaren. Gosh, just a lot of players down there. I remember some of those from my days here.
Eubank's second one does fall. She has one, and it's 3-2 Oakland. Full court pressure by the Patriots. Hall working, gets it away, and gives it to Norris. Going to drive, dishes off to Johnson. Good feed, layup good. 4-3 Blackman, first quarter. Eubank across the timeline, picked up by Killings. And now Blackman in a man-to-man. Riggins out at the high post to give a pick. Now she gets back down low. Barnes has it right side. Between the circles is Eubanks. Gives it back to Barnes. Now they're back to zone, although they are shadowing Monica Barrett a little bit. There's a drive by Eubank. Beautiful move. Misses the shot. Rebound Johnson. Gets it out to Hall. Blackman wants to run. Bounce pass over to Cox. Over to Hall. Norris inside. Great feed. Misses the shot. Rebound. Barrett. And boy, Alex Johnson almost got another foul called. Oh, bad pass. Hall comes up with it. Two on two. Stop. Shoots. 15-footer. Short. Rebound. Barnes. In a double team now. And now foul going to be called. And Hall's going to pick it up.
How would you like to be the Lady Raiders trying to get to Denver, where they've had like buckets of snow? It's been crazy. Their flight from this morning was delayed until 9:40 tonight, maybe. They got to play a basketball game there tomorrow afternoon.
It's kind of up in the odds for Denver, isn't it?
Yeah, the men are there. They got there safely, but women still trying to make it.
Bounce pass to Barrett. Over to Oliver. Eubank drives with the left hand, stops at the foul line, looks for some help, gets Barnes. She drives baseline, tries to put it up, it's blocked, gets her own rebound, however. Back to Barrett, to Barnes. 4-3, Blackman. Barrett to Barnes. Takes a look, doesn't shoot. Trying to look for Riggins down low. Now Barnes drives, puts it up, short, rebound as Riggins loses it, now picks it back up. Gets it back out. Eubank drives, can't get it. Knocked down by Cox, and she recovers it for Blackman. Turnover for Oakland. Bounce pass in the corner to Norris. Inside it goes, and the layup is good, and that is... Hold on here. Yeah, there we go. Thank you. Morgan Miller just checked in.
She came in to spell Johnson and did a good job there in the paint. She's... Don't lose a whole lot there.
There's a drive inside, and Oliver misses the layup, but a foul going to be called. Miller is a senior, but she did see a lot of action last year in a reserve role, and she's doing the same this year, coming off the bench. Contributes to 6-3 the score. At the line is Caitlin Oliver. Eyes it, puts it up, good. Oliver has three. I'll say this, Oakland much more aggressive tonight going to the basket, Brian.
Well, I think they were probably challenged this week. Jennifer Grandstaff did say in the Daily News Journal that they didn't come out with a lot of heart, with a lot of fire, and I'm sure that was a lot of work done on that Wednesday, Thursday, and today.
Oakland hits both free throws, and they're pressing. 6'5", Blackman. They have the ball, and too long getting across. So a turnover for Blackman. That was good defense. The second Blaze turnover. Blackman, on the other hand, had a little lull spell. Now they're kind of getting back in the groove and playing pretty good basketball. Both teams, however, not shooting that great at this moment. Blackman has a one-point lead. Goes over to Barnes, left side for Oakland. Miller really doing a good job on Riggins. Comes up to the high post. Eubank gives it off to Oliver. Back out to Eubank. Gets a little crease. Puts it up off the glass. Good from the right side.
Well, she put that one up high off of the glass. I just love it when players use the backboard.
7-6 Oakland. Here comes Blackman. Killings gets it. Looks for help. Miller finds Johnson down low. Turnaround jumper from 8 is good. 4 points for Alex Johnson. Johnson, Killings. Hall is out. Well, Hall is in the lineup. Who came out? Let's see.
Cox.
Yes, Cox. Thank you.
She's coming back, I'd say, for Miller.
Left side. It goes to Riggins. Feeds it at the foul line to Oliver. Drives. Now dishes out. Eubank open. Yes. First bank three for Emily Eubank. She has 6. 10-8, Oakland. Miller gets it across. Over to Killings. Picks up a double team. Now gives it to Hall. Over to Norris. Open for three. No. Rebound. Picked up. Eubank comes down with a rebound.
It's and the Blaze. Miller, John,
yes.
I think. Well, they called it on Eubank.
They did. So coming out is Killings. Cox comes back in. Original starting lineup except for Miller in there, and Miller has the ball now for Blackman underneath their basket. Over to Hall. Head fake, stops, shoots for three. Yes! Nice shot, Chelsea Hall. A first bank three for Hall.
Well, she set up, faked the shot, took two steps over, canned it.
11-10 the score, Blackman. Ball gets away. Now they're going to call over and back on Oakland. So Blackman will get the ball back. Micah Norris comes back in. Fourth turnover for Oakland. We've got some other games going on tonight, Brian, as well.
We certainly do. Eagleville 31, Christian School 26 at halftime in that girls' game now. 31-26 Eagleville. Laverne is at Smyrna. Siegel at Riverdale. And, of course, Blackman here at Oakland. Those are all the games, all county matchups tonight, even in single A.
Blackman leads here 11-10. Here's Hall, open for three. No. Rebound, tipped, controlled, picked up. That's Kira House, who just checked in for Oakland. And now it's tipped and thrown away to Norris, to Cox. Drives left side, banks it off the glass, no good. Rebound, Barnes, and now she's going to be fouled, and I think Cox may have picked that one up. Checking with the official here. Second foul on Cox, by the way, Brian.
Neither team shooting particularly well right now, but some pretty good defense is being played really on both sides with Blackmon leading by one here.
Kennedy Killings will play the point defensively. Hall's in there. Johnson, Norris, Miller. Chad doing a lot of subbing right now. House in the lane misses the little short jumper. Johnson comes down with it to Hall. 36 seconds here on the first quarter clock. It seems like it's flown by, Brian. Hall over to Killings. She drives, stops, shoots, eight-footer, too hard. Rebound, Johnson with it and lays it up and in. Alex Johnson has six, doing great board work. Eubanks stops, dishes, House stops, shoots, 12-footer, short, rebound, Hall. 11 seconds, Blackman's got a chance to score again before the quarter's over. Hall all the way in, too hard, rebound, and a foul as Norris gets the rebound and goes up. Foul is going to be on Oakland with 3.9 seconds to go in this first quarter. And Emily Eubank picks up her second personal foul. So Cox sitting out with two, Eubank with two. Here's the free throw. It's up and missed by Micah Norris. Wholesale changes for the Blaze.
He's bringing in, get an extra 30 seconds, 45 seconds over there on the bench to get a breath and good use of subs right here.
Angel Allen comes in. We've got some others. We'll try to get those in. They're only going to be out there for a second. Amanda Pollock was in, and now she sits out. Bailey Miller is in for Blackmon. Micah Norris shooting the free throw. It's good. So Micah Norris makes it 14-10. Feed inside. It goes to Barnes at the buzzer. And a big basket there by the Lady Patriots. We've completed one quarter of play. It's Blackmon 14, Oakland 12.
Shannon Beckman, the resident pharmacist at Reeves Sane, oversees a research project focused upon vaccination for pertussis or whooping cough. You may have been vaccinated as a child, but the CDC recommends a pertussis booster vaccination for everyone 11 to 64 years of age. That way, you not only protect your own health, but you protect the little ones in your family too. Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeves Sane Drugstore. Talk with us about your vaccination. Reeves Sane, 1801 Memorial Boulevard. Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Hello friends, this is Lenny Farmer on behalf of the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home located at 820 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Jennings and Ayers has been serving funeral needs for Rutherford County for over 100 years. Call us at 893-2422. Let us have a conference with you so that you might choose those items ahead of time, thus relieving the burden from your family. We guarantee the price will never change the rest of your life. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, 893-2422.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Our prep basketball brought to you in part by Todd's Complete Auto Care, Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine on Church Street, State Farm agent Jenny Allman, and Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
We start the second quarter of play. John Dinkins along with Brian Barrett, 14-12 Blackmon, and the Blaze have the ball. Almost thrown away. Norris comes up with it, tries to get it inside to Johnson. Now Norris gets it back, shoots a little five-footer from the corner. It's good.
Well, sometimes you just have to have the ball bounce your way, and that's what it did for her.
Bivens from the corner misses the shot. Rebound, Riggins. Too hard. Rebound. Again, Bivens, and now a foul called. Right now, the action on the basket is pretty furious.
Well, both teams rebounding about the same. 8 for Oakland, 6 for Blackmon. Both teams shooting about the same. Blackmon 38%, Oakland 36%. So there you go, a tight game. Stats from Winners Trophies, Bob Parks Realtor, Sinette P., and AG Sporting Goods.
Norris tries to lob it. Good defense there by Bivens, and Johnson can't hang on to it. Just that little bit of fingertip action by Bivens caused that turnover. And Oakland has the basketball. They trail by four, 16-12, 7:09 to go in the first half. Pretty good crowd out here for this girls' game tonight. Of course, the Oakland alumni here taking up a good portion of the crowd here on the left side of us. Inside it goes to Riggins, to Bivens. She's going to drive, goes up, puts it up, and it rolls short. In and out, actually. Norris clears the boards for Blackman. Hall dribbles with the left hand, gets to the left side, now over to Miller. Puts her head down, goes up strong, misses it. Rebound, Riggins. Coming away with it to Eubank. Working on Norris working on her, and now it's tipped around, and Norris creates the turnover. Here comes Hall, the layup with the left side of the rim, good. Chelsea Hall has her first basket. And the lead now six, the biggest lead by either team.
Well, turnovers killing Oakland so far. Six for Oakland. Blackman with two turnovers.
Oliver has it. Top of the key. Johnson on her. Now to Riggins. Back to Bivens. Kaitlyn Oliver takes a couple of dribbles. Now stops, shoots, puts it up, in and out. Rebound, tipped. Johnson comes away with it for Blackman. Looking for help, finds Hall. That's what a good point guard does. She goes to her and helps her. Hall has it. Gives it out to Killings, who'll set it back up to give it to Hall. 5:48 to go in this half. A six-point Blackman lead. Johnson almost walked. Gets it inside to Miller. Double-teamed, and now they're going to call a push. And Monica Barrett may be the culprit there. And Miller, it'll be the fifth foul. Fourth foul, on Oakland. Norris. As he gives it to Miller between the circles. Back out right side. It goes to Norris. In the corner to Johnson. Bounce pass to Hall. Turn, shoots, 14-footer good. Nicely done. 4 points. Jennifer Grandstaff wants a timeout with Blackman leading 20-12. And, you know, when we have a 30-second timeout, that means we have 30 seconds to promote our good buddies over at Bob Parks Realty and Auction. That would be you.
Oh, yeah.
Are you awake?
Bob Bug and Stan Vaught. I was just trying to think who our good friends were over there. Bob Bug and Stan Vaught. That's right.
Bobby Bug, yeah.
Well, when you need immediate results, well, there's a buzzer. So, sorry. No. There's no better way to sell your property than with the Bob Parks Auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught. I can't even speak. In all honesty, you know, you don't really have to wait for the buyer to come to you. With Bob Parks Auction, you'll go to them with internet, direct marketing, radio, and other advertising. And Stan and Bobby are the best in the business. Trust us on this. 896-4600 online at bobparksauction.com. Give Bobby and Stan a call.
Emily Eubank has it for Oakland. Gives it over to Monica Barrett. Back out to Barnes. Around the circle it goes to Eubank. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now it's left open. Misses the shot. Rebound, Hall. Oakland getting one look here in the last couple of minutes. Blackman with a chance to increase their lead here.
0-5 in this quarter. They've been held scoreless so far.
Hall lobs it to Cox, playing with two fouls. Norris tries to get it down low, and it's intercepted by Barrett. Here come the Pats. Over to Oliver. Oakland needs the basket here. Eubank's going to drive, go up, scoop shot, no good. Rebound ripped down by Norris.
Well, they're doing a great job on the boards, John. Blackman.
Over to Cox. Drives with the left hand, now gives it to Killings. Open, shoots, rolls, no good. Rebound, Barnes. Oakland has it. Trailing 20-12. Here's Oakland, Oliver to Eubank. Over to Barrett, in the corner to Barnes. Back out, Oliver.
I think the zone has given Oakland some trouble, and when they get it in there, they don't have a lot of rebounders there.
And they're not hitting the jump shot from outside. Oliver spins, goes up against Johnson. Great move, jumper good. Woo, that was nice.
It was almost like a double fake in there. Got her going one way, and then momentum carried her the other way with the second fake.
And just a sophomore. Micah Norris gives it over to Courtney Cox. Zips a pass down to Killings. Works a little one-on-one with Barrett. Now to Norris at the foul line. Back out it goes to Hall. She'll set things back up. 3:27 to go here in the first half. 20-14 Blackman. They have the ball. Inside it goes. Cox spins, shoots, fade away. Good. Courtney Cox with her sixth point. And it's 22-14. I have given Courtney too many points, I believe. Hall has five. She has four. I'm an old man, Brian. That does happen. Big by Oliver. Eubank. Bounce pass. Good feed. Oliver spins, shoots, short, rebound. Push underneath the basket. And the way Ellen is looking, I don't think she likes the news.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Smyrna 17, Laverne 3 at the end of the first. 17-3, Smyrna leading Laverne in girls play on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Morgan Miller, seen a lot of action in this first half. Gives it over to Killings. Bounce pass, Norris. Almost loses it, gives it to Miller. To Cox, open for three. Won't fall. Rebound, Eubank goes on the baseline, out of bounds. It'll be Blackman's basketball. 22-14 Blackman. Trying to avenge an earlier loss to the Pats. Bob to Norris. To Miller. To Cox. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now gives it back to Hall. They'll set the offense back up. Hall. To Cox. Playing a little catch. Now Norris drives. Gives it over to Killings, who can't handle it. Turnover for Blackman. That's number four for the Blaze. And now a little pressure put on by Blackman as Eubank's going to bring it up. Riggins stays down to help. Oliver back to Eubank. And they'll set it up. 2:13 to go in the first half. 22-14 Blackman. Oakland with the basketball. Left side is Eubank. Over to Oliver. Now, I remember Jessica Jackson at the coaches show telling me what a defensive coach he is. There's a jumper by Monica Barrett. Big basket for the Pats. 22-17, but he's a really good defensive coach.
Well, they've done a good job with that zone defense tonight.
Hall with a scoop shot, fading away, and she talks to the official thinking she might have been pushed a little bit. Got hit with the arm. Kaitlyn King going to come in along with Alex Johnson. Kaitlyn for Oakland. Her first action of the night.
Riggins going to take a seat.
Cox going to sit for Blackman. Riggins with two fouls may not play the rest of this half. One thing that Kaitlyn King has provided, though, is some scoring inside offensively for Oakland.
Especially off rebounds.
And can do that a little bit and spell Ellen Riggins a little bit. Here's Eubank. Gives it right side to Barrett. Finds help. Finds Eubank. King posted up down low. Barnes kind of leaving the guards open to take that shot. King to Eubank. Eubank spins, drives, goes up strong, misses the shot, and rebound. Norris. Here come the Blaze. Two on one. Norris stops, shoots, banks it off the window. Good. Micah Norris with a nice evening so far. She has seven. And it's a seven-point Blackman lead. Eubank to Oliver. To Barnes. She brings it back out. They are really giving that free throw line open looks. And the ball is shot and off of King. It'll be Blackman's ball. 39 seconds to go here in the first half. And Norris going to bring it up. Oakland puts on some pressure. Norris in the corner to Miller. She shoots for three. Short. Rebound. Coming away with it is Killings, and she double dribbled. I think she felt like Eubank had touched that ball, but they called the turnover. That's five on Blackman. Riggins coming back in with 26 seconds on offense. Eubank gets the message from Coach Grandstaff. And Eubank, they're going to play for the last shot. 16 seconds to go. Over to Barrett, the high post, gives it over to Oliver, left side. Leaves her open, she stops, doesn't shoot. Eubank will, short, rebound. Scooped up by Barnes, big steal. Got to shoot it if she's going to score. Nope, not in time, and that's the end of the first half with the score. Blackman 24, Oakland 17 in girls action. And stay tuned. We'll have all the halftime stats for you, highlights, and the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard coming up. Stay with us.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Giving students from pre-kindergarten through high school the opportunity to grow academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually.
We're going to continue to work to build that academic program to give those graduates the best opportunities they can have.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We encourage them to give us a call, come and spend a day with us, and just see what it's like here at Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer?
Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill!
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
Try on a Rolex or Tag Heuer watch today.
At Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Ooh, you can depend on Farmer Brothers.
I'm Dan Carver with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Proper home and auto coverages are vital to your financial health. For the last 10 years, I've worked with thousands of families caring for their personal insurance needs. For a free insurance checkup, give me a call at 893-5064 to set up an appointment. You can depend on Farmer Brothers Insurance. I'm Dan Carver, and you can depend on me.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Lester Martin here with Martin's Home and Garden. We offer full-service landscape designing, installation, maintenance, lighting, and irrigation, and lawn care services, mowing, fertilizing, overseeding, aerating, and property management. Martin's is licensed, bonded, and insured. Use Martin's for any landscaping or lawn care needs. That's at Martin's Home and Garden, across from Demas's, 1020 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
It's time to think about the long, cold winter ahead. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. Before the cold winter wind blows, be sure to take care of your car. Bring it by and let us check the battery and coolant. We'll do a complete car check, look at tires, wipers, and more to make sure it's safe for the road. That's Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad Street, 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS, brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun. Along with Performance Transmission, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeve Sane Drugstore. Don't forget, next time, we've got the First Bank pregame show. Start off every contest that we have on Tuesdays and Fridays, and state tournament, basketball district tournament, so on and so forth down the road. Also coming up after the game, the Prentice also competing in air post-game show. And to mention that you can read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan in the Sunday's Murfreesboro Post, online at murfreesboropost.com. Scores and standings for middle and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post.
Brian, they're introducing some alumni and some coaches. You know, I got to thinking, that's
kind of scary when I start to think. But
yes, it is.
You've got Ben Cates and George Hockenberry down there, and Jennifer Grandstaff is currently the coach. How many other girls' coaches have they had?
John, I think that's it.
That's a trivia question, but I think that's it. I think they are. They're all three here tonight.
Well, Jennifer was hired after George.
Yeah. And George followed.
Retired.
Now, I may be missing somebody. I don't want to stick my neck out here, but I know Ben and I know George. I can't remember anybody in between there.
Well, we just looked at the pictures in the hallway, and there was nobody, you know, after that. Jennifer's been here for a good number of years. Well, there is one person.
Ronnie Eakes was for a year, too, I think. He did it for a year, I believe.
Okay. Well, then we're missing another person.
Okay.
Missy Blizzard.
Missy Blizzard, that's right.
She was head coach for one year.
Yeah.
Jennifer was head coach, left to coach with Stephanie Smith at MTSU, and then she came back after a year.
Missy kind of kept the seat warm there, didn't she?
Yeah, I guess so.
But that's right. And Ronnie Eakes did it for a year. I believe that's right. I think Ronnie Eakes was the head coach for a year following Ben. And
well, he was
now let's look at Oakland coaches now. Here we go. Lee Pate.
Okay.
Was the first one. Who followed Lee Pate?
Dickie Thomas.
Who followed Dickie Thomas?
Randy King.
That's it. And now Mike Wright.
Mike Wright.
So it tells you one thing, I think.
Stability here.
Stability and a lot of winning. A lot of winning. So, which is credit to the Oakland program. And they're introducing some players from yesteryear. I got to tell my wife she played here. I got to get on to her for not.
Well, we actually found the picture.
You're going to send it to her, aren't you?
Yeah, I think I will. I'll crop it up and took a picture of the one that was in the trophy case outside. So pretty neat.
And Kelly Hockenberry gets the opportunity. She not only was at the Riverdale alumni, she gets to participate in the Oakland alumni through her husband. So
that's right.
Kind of interesting stuff. 24-17 here, our score. And Brian, it was a pretty good first half, really. But Oakland hit a little cold spell, and Blackman took advantage of it and got off to a 7-point lead.
Well, that has been the big key, John. The stats are really very close, but one that is not, and that's the shooting for Oakland. Their shooting woes have continued, however, to only trail by 24-17. Margin is pretty good for them at this point, I would say. Blackman, 45% from the field, 10 of 22 with one first bank three. For Oakland, 6 of 22, 27%. And two first bank threes. Rebounds pretty even here. 12 for Blackman, 11 for Oakland. From the foul line, 3 of 4, 75% for Oakland. Nobody went to the foul line in the second quarter, by the way. 1 of 2, 50% for Blackman. Turnovers, 6 for Oakland. Blackman turned the ball over 3 times in the second quarter, and they have 5 overall. 14-12 Blackman at the end of the first. It's 24-17 now here at halftime. We got us a good one in girls play tonight. John's got a look at the shooting from Bob Parks Realtor Sinet P. Winners Trophies and AG Sporting Goods.
The scoring went like this for Oakland. Monica Barrett had a first bank three for 3 points. Ellen Riggins did not score, and Riggins, this is about the third game now that she's really struggled in the first half, and it's come back and pretty strong in the second half, but no points for Ellen tonight so far. Emily Eubank with 6 points, including a first bank three. Caitlin Oliver has 6. Sylvia Barnes with 2. For Blackman, Chelsea Hall with 5. That includes the first bank three. Courtney Cox has 4. Morgan Miller with 2. Micah Norris with 7. Leads all scorers. And Alex Johnson with 6. And thus your scoring here at halftime. And Brian, I think another thing, that point total by Ellen Riggins, that's pretty huge. Because the last couple of games they've struggled, she has not scored in the first half. And I think what they're doing is they're sagging down low and keeping the ball away from her. She's really only taken, I think, one shot in the first half, maybe two. And somebody's got to pick up the slack, bring that, especially in the outside for Oakland, and bring it up where they can get the ball inside to Ellen again.
I think that zone defense has been a key here for the Blackman Blaze.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will have more of our halftime as we continue on State Farm Prep Basketball. It's 24-17 Blackman Girls here at halftime.
Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. And everybody's heard, you are what you eat. Well, that saying holds true for pets as well. And here at Animal City, we carry a full line of premium foods to keep your pets happy, healthy, and well. And when you come see us at Animal City, make sure to leave time to visit with our locally raised and rescue puppies and kittens. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's next to the bowling alley.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. We can take care of you. Call Thompson Services. We'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281. Make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We do one senior at a time.
Alan Loveless.
We're trying to create something new and different for each senior and give them our full attention. This is what I love, and this is what we do. And that's why we've been here so long, and we just had a great record of producing beautiful portraits for young people.
Get that yearbook photo done at the school's photographer and then call 890-1558 to capture the perfect images that will last a lifetime. Loveless Fine Photography. 890-1558.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland has the basketball to start the second half. Oliver to Barnes. The jumper from outside is short. Rebound. Barnes gets it. Now Oliver. And they're going to call a foul on Micah Norris for Blackman. And those starting lineups here in the second half brought to you by Sinet PAG Sporting Goods and Winners Trophies. And we'll get to that. Oliver, Barrett, Bivens, Barnes comes out, and Riggins and Eubank for Oakland. Hall, Cox, Johnson, Killings, and Norris. There's a feed down low to Riggins, and she breaks the ice with her first basket of the game, 24-19.
That's a key to get her involved, and that was a set play coming out of the halftime.
Norris beats the press, gives it down low to Johnson, and she lays it in. So good recovery there by Blackman. And a timeout is going to be called on the floor, and we get an opportunity again to talk about Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug and what they are up to lately in the last few weeks, I guess, or months.
They're not fishing, that's for sure. They're out working hard for you. Instead of waiting months for a single offer, let them do the work for you, and then you'll have multiple offers in just a matter of weeks. Stan Vaught, Bob Bug, give them a call, 896-4600, to find out if you have property suitable for auction. They'll come out and talk to you about the options that you do have. Call Stan Buck, Bob Vaught. I think I was going to do that. Bob Bug, Stan Vaught.
I don't know what's the matter.
896-4600, they're like twins. If you look at them, I don't know. Put the power of Bob Parks Auction behind your property sale. 896-4600 online at bobparksauction.com.
26-19 the score. Blackman leads it. Oakland with the basketball. Eubank gets it across, gives it over to Bivens. Tries to ram it down inside to Riggins, and the ball's intercepted, and now Bivens picks up a foul. So the foul on Randy Bivens, who came in quickly in this second half for Barnes. Jennifer Grandstaff looking for somebody to shoot the ball outside, and Randy's a pretty good shot. Norris gives it over to Cox. She's going to bring it up. Works it. Gives it over to Killings. Back out to Cox. Over to Hall. We're in the third quarter of play, and Blackman leads it by 7. They have the ball. Hall open for 3. No good. Rebound. Oliver now has a double team. Norris almost picks it off, but knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Oakland's ball. Pretty nicely done that at the half with the alumni, and amazing thing, they got off of there pretty quickly and ready to play ball. Kind of caught us by surprise a little bit.
They did, and they're going to do the same thing in the boys' game, introduce the alumni halftime of the boys' contest later on.
Oliver has it, stops at the foul line, puts it up, won't go. And now a foul, and he's looking at Ellen Riggins again.
It is.
That's her third. And it'll be Blackman's ball. Oakland picks him up full court. Hall gets by Bivens. Streaks down the floor. Gives it over to Killings. To Norris. Lobs it over to Cox from the corner for 3. No good. Rebound. Bounce off Eubank's head and into the arms of Hall. They find Johnson down low. Man, she is like a magnet down there. Misses this shot, however. She hangs around that basket. Eubank gets it for Oakland. Over in the corner, Barrett open for three. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound, picked up, Hall. Looks for help, gives it to Killings. Here come the Blaze. They have a three on two. Killings stops, shoots, banks it off the glass, no good. However, a foul is called, and I think... Is that on Blackman? Yes.
Johnson tried to screen out on the rebound. Johnson scores. Tom Crager is covering the middle school championships tonight. It's Blackman 9, Christiana 9 at the end of the first quarter. He'll have it covered in the Daily News Journal tomorrow. Halftime, Riverdale 46, Siegel 22. 46-22. Riverdale leads Siegel. And at halftime, Smyrna 37, Laverne 6. That on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, girls action.
Eubank has it, bounces it into Oliver. She's at the foul line, now brings it back out. Miller on her. Morgan Miller checked back in. Over to Bivens. Stops to Oliver. Eubank. Riggins comes up to the high post. They don't give it to her. Now they'll set it up again. 4:29 to go in the third. 26-19. Blackman. Bivens bounces it to Riggins. Open for three. It will not fall. Rebound. Oliver. Oakland retains possession. To Barrett. To Riggins. Drives. Puts it up with the left hand. It rolls out. No good. Riggins gets the rebound. And a foul going to be called on Morgan Miller.
Well, Ellen's really having to work down there in the paint, John, and she's got to be extremely careful now, too, playing with three fouls. So she's really battling down there this time. She earned these foul shots.
Free throw is good. Riggins with three. She'll get another. 26-20 at the 4:10 mark of the third quarter. Don't forget to join us. Ryan Barrett will have boys action coming up. The Oakland boys against the Blackman boys. Free throw good. Riggins has four. Tomorrow, it's boys' day on our Prentice Ossipegan Air Coach's Corner starting at 9 o'clock. Cougar Corner at 11. It's all guys tomorrow. Hall drives, gets a good screen, misses the layup. Cox there from the weak side, though, to put it back in. She has eight. 26-21. Make that, no, that's not right. 28-21. Here's Bivens. This is the shot, and goes out of bounds, and she loses the ball.
I don't know if they've realized it yet, but Blackman just scored 6 points on that one possession.
28-21 is what I have. Is that right?
That's what I've got.
Okay. So we'll pretend. They've been notified. 3:33 to go in the third quarter. 28-21. Now we got it right. Norris over to Miller. Back to Hall. Oakland in a zone. Norris bounce pass to Hall, bringing it way out. 3:16 on the third quarter clock. Here's Killings driving. Stops. Dishes off to Miller. To Norris. Corner. Shoots over Riggins. Short. Rebound. Out of bounds. Blackman's ball. I'll make that Oakland's ball. So that was a good defensive stand by the Patriots. They get the ball back with a chance to cut the lead. 28-21 Blackman. So a few folks in the upper deck tonight. Good Friday night crowd here at Oakland High School. Went back both through my old neighborhood again tonight. Brian, I always do that.
Drive through there? Stalking the neighbors?
Yes. They think I am, I think. Bivens from the corner. Won't go. Rebound. Eubank pushes it too strong. Now it's Norris with a rebound for Blackman. Racing down the floor. Stops. Gives it to Hall and pushed out of bounds, but Oakland gets it. Long pass to Oliver. Stops. Stutter steps. Gives over to Riggins. Drives in with a left hand. Won't go again for her. And now they're going to call a foul. And
it's on Riggins.
Yeah, time. And that was frustration foul there. Fourth foul on Ellen Riggins. She's got to come out. And Sylvia Barnes coming in. Oakland going to go with kind of a smaller lineup, which will probably push Eubank down low. Here comes Hall, slowly across the timeline to Killings. 28-21 Blackman. Johnson looking down low for Cox. Can't go. Barnes takes it away from her. Turnover Blackman. Barnes gets it out, gives it over to Barrett. Takes a look, now to Oliver. Taking a big offensive weapon away from Oakland. Here's Bivens. Good! First bank three, Randy Bivens.
Well, she had called for the ball twice before they actually passed it over there to her. Randy was ready to shoot the rock.
28-24, the lead is four for Blackman. 1:41 to go in the third. Johnson has it between the circles. She goes, takes a couple of dribbles, now gives it to Cox. Cox finds Kennedy down low, gets back to Cox. Driving, puts it up, scoop shot, too hard. Rebound, Eubank. And they've got numbers here. Bivens, bounce pass, Oliver back to Bivens. And it's going to be off Blackman. That was a good play. Blackman got down there in a hurry. Bivens' pass to Oliver on the outlet pass was a little bit slow, Brian, and I think that cost him a couple of points there.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update, 68-54. Eagle Bowl, a winner over Middle Tennessee Christian School in 9A girls play tonight.
Inside it goes to Oliver. Dishes off to Eubank. Oakland brings it back out. 1:05 to go in the third. Evans, Cox comes out on her, now to Barrett. Got a couple of three-point shooters in there. Here's Oliver, and may have walked and did. Turnover for Oakland. That's seven for them. It hasn't been a game just full of turnovers, but really a pretty well-played game in terms of that. 30-second timeout, and we will take 1-2. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. 28-24, Blackman over Oakland girls. Stay with us.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by Todd's Complete Auto Care, Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine, State Farm agent Jenny Allman, and Sprint by Cellular Concepts. And don't forget, check out the new and improved GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Brian, a wise man once told me, if you go between games, you may not be able to get in there. The concession stand's really crowded. Just wanted to let you know that.
Thank
some
you.
Advice, especially when it's alumni night.
A wise man.
The place is packed. Well, you get older, you start burning those things, you know, to get a head start, you know, take your cane and walk down there quickly. 32 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Blackman has the ball. They have a four-point lead. Oakland on defense. Blackman playing for the last shot. Norris lobs it across the hall. Over to Pollock, who just came in. To Johnson. Bounce pass inside. Cox misses the shot. Rebound. Cox. Over to Hall. Open for three. Yes. That's Chelsea Hall with the first bank three. She has eight. That was a big basket. 31-24. Down low to Oliver. Got to shoot it. Hurry. Bivens. No. And that's the end of the third quarter. Our score. Blackman girls 31. The Oakland girls 24. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, three game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Ida's Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Palaio's Grill on Broad Street, Midas of Murfreesboro, and Jones Car Wash. We start the fourth quarter of play. Blackman leads it 31-24. They have the ball, and they're going toward the concession stands with a seven-point lead. Cox trying to get it inside. The Killings throws it away. Another turnover for the Blackman Blaze, and that would be number eight for them. Here come the Patriots. Fourth quarter. Oliver has it. Top of the key, gives it to Barrett, almost loses it. Over to Bivens. Back out to Barnes. Riggins still on the bench for Oakland. Oliver at the foul line. Takes a drive, gives it over to Barnes in the corner. Barnes needing some help. Now gets it into Eubank. Kind of playing the point, and the timeout is called, and we will take 1-2. 31-24, Blackman. We'll be right back.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They've got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call Good Neighbor State Farm agent Mel Adams at 893-6822.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland gets the basketball here at the 7:13 mark, trailing by 7. Barrett. Over to Eubank. Now back to Bivens, who has played pretty much the entire second half. Eubank drives, foul line, extended, gives it over to Bivens, stops, head fake, jumper, no good, rebound, Johnson. To Hall. Hall has it. And the ball tipped away and stolen away by Eubank. That was a big turnover. Turnover number 9 for Blackman. Eubank drives all the way in, and a foul going to be called on the Blaze. And that is Hall, who picks up her third. 6:39 to go in the game, 31-24. Eubank with some big free throws here for Oakland, trying to make, again, another comeback in the fourth quarter. Free throw is up. It's good. Eubank with 7. Brian, you can almost always count on Emily Eubank getting 10 points, something like that, almost every night.
Well, especially with Ellen Riggins and the trouble she's had tonight and been on the bench, John, and used sparingly in foul trouble, you got to have somebody else step up, and Ellen has done that, or rather Emily.
Free throw missed, rebound. Miller. Also coming in is Brooks for Blackman. Cox throws it away.
Well, that's 3 turnovers here in the early fourth for Blackman.
Here comes Oliver. Now she throws it away. Kira House in the ball game for Oakland now. 7 turnovers for Oakland. Hall gets it, brings it across. House picks her up to Norris. 31-25 the score. Miller gets it inside, misses the shot. Now Cox trips, and the ball goes off of Courtney, and it'll be Oakland's ball. Unfortunate for Courtney. She kind of lost her footing and it goes off of her. And turnover number 11 for the Blaze.
That's 4 here in this fourth quarter alone. That's in the first 2 minutes.
Blackman inviting Oakland to get back in this, but Oakland can't buy a basket right now. Eubank to Bivens. Over to Barrett. Back to Oliver. Slings it around the horn. Gives it over to Bivens. Stops to Barrett. To Eubank. Bivens driving, puts it up. Blocked and a foul. Maybe on Norris. Bivens took it to the hole. And Micah Norris picks up her second foul.
They're not going to let Bivens shoot the three ball, John, because, well, I mean, a three would cut this six-point lead in half, and she's going to get the chance to do it from the foul line.
Free throw is good. And Bivens with four, and that cuts it to 5 points. Cox comes out. Norris comes out. Killings in, and also Miller.
This is as close as Oakland has been since in the second quarter.
She hits a pair. And 31-27 the score. Oakland will pick them up full court. Miller to throw the ball in for Blackman. And they get it to Brooks. Back to Miller. For Oakland, this is kind of the combination you want. They steal the ball. Barrett finding a house, and now they throw it away. Tipped out by Brooks at the last second. And I don't know if that's not a break for Oakland, because I really think the ball was going out of bounds off of House.
I'm not sure that it didn't.
Micah Norris getting ready to come back in. Eubank to throw the ball in. Big trip down here. Eubank posting up down low. Gives it over to Oliver. Shoots from about eight. No good. Eubank tries to get the rebound, and it's going to be make that Oakland's ball. Another break for the Patriots. Micah Norris comes in. Brooks goes out. Miller, Norris, Killings, Johnson, and Hall for Blackman. Eubank to Oliver. To Barnes. She'll shoot the three. No good. Rebound ripped down by Alex Johnson. Comes Norris.
Neither team has a field goal in this fourth quarter.
That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, really. 5:03 to go.
Oakland 3 points from the foul line.
It's a four-point lead, 31-27 for Blackman. They have the ball. We look for somebody to get hot here. Hall misses the shot. Rebound. Killings to Miller, and now Miller dribbles out of bounds. Turnovers have really hurt the Blaze in this fourth quarter.
John, they had five at halftime. Only in the first half. They've got six in this quarter alone. Not even halfway through this quarter.
Eubank gives it to Oliver. Picked up the double team. Back to Eubanks. Now Oakland with some numbers. Eubank throws it away, but Johnson does save it. Whoa, I make that Cox. What a save. To Hall. Driving. Puts it up. Layup good.
Boy, what a move by Chelsea Hall.
We got a timeout on the floor. 33-27 Blackman. We will take 1-2. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Well, we get to see our buddy Ricky Turner tomorrow morning. Renaissance of Heating and Air Coaches Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Boys Week, followed by Cougar Corner at 11. All from the Cedar Bucket out on Las Casas Pike, nestled between Rutherford Boulevard, Northfield Boulevard, and Las Casas Pike out there. Come see us in the morning.
Oakland has the basketball. They trail by six. Oliver to Eubank. Picked up there by Killings. Dribbles between the legs. Now feeds it inside to Caitlin King, who just came in. Bivens stops, shoots, this time blocked. Three on one for the Blaze. Norris to Hall. Layup. Good. Hall with 12. Lead now 8. Not desperation time yet for Oakland, but they need a basket. Inside it goes to King. She stops, puts it up. Can't get it to fall. Gets her own rebound. Bivens now down low. Has it. Fighting for the rebound. Randy Bivens with seven.
Well, two huge rebounds right there. Bivens came up the beneficiary on the last one.
35-29. Cox brings it across herself. Now gives it to Hall. Wouldn't be surprised Blackman starts stretching it out a little bit here. Cox in the lane. Jumper's no good. Rebound tipped is Oakland's ball. Update. Nope. Thought I had an update.
I got
a response.
Here's one from the Riverdale game with Siegel. Riverdale 63, Siegel 33. 63-33. End of the third. Riverdale leading the Lady Stars.
Riverdale clinches tonight. Is that correct? Am I right in that?
I believe that's right, John. It'd be eight.
Eubank has it. We've got a tight one here. Bivens drives baseline, puts it up. Norris blocks it. 35-29 Blackman. They have the ball. Over to Johnson. Between the circles. Now to Norris. Over in the corner to Cox. She shoots one from outside. No good. Riggins back in, but Cox gets her own rebound. They just, nobody picked her up. And Cox with a big basket. She has 10.
Well, she attempted there the about 12-footer, and it didn't fall and went out the other way, and she still got her own rebound and put back.
37-29. Eubank stops, puts it up. Tipped. King with a rebound. No good. Rebound. Johnson. And Kaylin King, I think, picks up this foul. And she does. It's an 8-point Blackman lead, and they will have the ball. Team fouls, 4 for Oakland, 5 for Blackman, so no danger of the bonus anytime soon. Oakland will probably get him in the bonus here before long.
Well, if you're a Blackman fan, you don't have to be in a hurry, but another score would be huge.
Cox gets it into Norris. Eubank on her. She dribbles through traffic. Gets it, now throws it away, but a foul going to be called at the last minute on Kira House. Call might have been a tad late. Fifth team foul on Oakland.
Trying to put pressure on the ball, almost caused a turnover right there.
Norris to Hall. They forced a lot of Blackman turnovers tonight. Hall to Cox. He's open. Shot is no good. Rebound. Johnson there. And now push underneath. Oliver was down there with her. Kaylin Oliver picks it up. And going to the free throw line will be Alex Johnson. Just kind of pushed her underneath the net as she was going up. Johnson with the free throw. Short. She'll get another one. Riggins coming back in for offense.
John, into the third, start of the fourth. Smyrna leads Laverne 53-13. 53-13, Smyrna leading Laverne on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Johnson, second one, no good. Rebound, hustling force Hall. Boy, what determination there by Chelsea Hall. Big rebound, under 2 minutes here. 37-29, Blackman. Johnson, right side, Norris. Takes a couple of dribbles, now bounces it over to Hall. She stops, she shoots, short of the three, misses it. Rebound, Riggins coming off the floor to get it. Oliver, Oakland trying to hurry, gives it over to Eubank in the corner. She drives, spins, finds Barrett, now Barnes, now Riggins. Shoots a three, no good. Rebound, Barnes. A collision, no call. Barnes goes up, and a foul going to be called. Alex Johnson commits it. And going to the free throw line will be Sylvia Barnes.
In the Rutherford County Middle School Girls Championship game, Christiana 32, Blackman 28 at the end of the third quarter. Tom Krieger tweeting that out. Glad to pass that along to you.
Free throw missed. Kira House coming in. Riggins going to go out. Alex Johnson comes out. Morgan Miller comes in for Blackman. Second free throw is good by Barnes. She has 3 points on the evening. Full court pressure by Oakland. Norris, and now Eubank picks up the foul.
John Oakley's third. Going to look back at this if they wind up losing this game, and they're going to see their shooting woes kind of continued into tonight's game. They've got one field goal in this quarter, 2, 4, 6, 8. They're 1 of 10 in this quarter.
I know one thing. I don't think Oakland can win games if Ellen Riggins is going to be held to 4 points. They're going to have she's going to have to get some help from the outside. And one positive, Bivens has been a little bit of a spark outside tonight. Eubank has played well. Rebound, the free throw's missed. Here comes Emily. Dribbles with the left hand, now gives it over to Oliver. Caitlin's got it, back to Eubank. Good fake, stops, shoots, layup good. Eubank with 9, and Jennifer Grandstaff's going to call a timeout. We'll take 1-2, 37-32. Blackman will be back.
Do hormones have you confused? Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. Reeve Sane offers customized hormone replacement therapy to meet the needs of each woman and man. The goal of hormone replacement should be to reestablish balance, working with the unique needs of the patient, their physician, and our pharmacist. Ask us about your unique needs so that you can feel your best. Reeve Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit reevesane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. People are really intent on something that's going to last a long time.
On our VCT commercial lines, we do Mannington and Armstrong, and we do that with a lot of hospitals, schools, any kind of commercial type building, and then we also have lots of commercial carpets that are very durable and specified only for commercial settings.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part by State Farm agent Bonnie King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Hall.
Blackman with a basketball and a 5-point lead. A minute 11 to go in the game. Killings gets fouled, reaching in Monica Barrett.
Well, that should do it there, John, in bonus situation. Looks like a timeout.
Yeah,
too.
I think we've got one. State Farm Prep Basketball continues. 37-32, Blackman leads Oakland. We'll be back.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we do our very best to be very price competitive. On most major items, we're matching internet prices and sometimes even better. So if you're looking for great quality at good prices, this is the place to shop. Come by today and join our Play Today music program. We can get you started playing today and ready to go. This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro across from Indian Hills.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Blackman with the ball, leading by 5. They find Killings at the foul line. Stops, shoots, runner in the lane is no good. Rebound, Killings again. Miller gets it, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Killings again. And Oakland couldn't buy a rebound that time. And Killings is going to go to the line. Kira House commits the personal.
Well, John, that's another thing with Ellen Riggins in foul trouble. You don't have her in there if you're an Oakland fan. And can't afford to have her pick up a foul trying to rebound. And 4 rebounds for Blackman finally paid off.
Killings missed the first of the 1-1, however. Keeping Oakland's hopes alive. Kennedy will get another. Riggins does come in now. Free throw is up and too strong. Rebound, Oliver. Eubank hustles down to get across the timeline. Takes a couple of dribbles, drives, goes up, scoots it with the left hand. It's good. Timeout Oakland, 37-34. It's getting interesting, folks. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. Blackman ahead.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Pass down the floor, and the house fouls her, but that's about all she could do. Nice pass, football style, by Courtney Cox. Eli Manning, eat your heart out.
Well, and that puts a really good shooter for Blackman at the foul line. She was either going to have a little snowbird down there, John, or Paul was going to get hammered, and that's what happened. Now she's got to earn it, but a really good position for the Lady Blaze. Leading by three.
Don't see that pass much, but that's a very effective way to beat a press and get an easy basket. Hall hits the first one. She's got 13.
Well, that puts it back at a two-possession game, John, with only 45 seconds. That one was a big one.
Second one. No, yes, it is good. 14 for Chelsea Hall. 38-34. Blackman, Oakland with the ball. 40 seconds to go. Barnes to Barrett. She shoots the three. Oh, it almost went in. Rebound Norris. And a trip and a foul going to be on Oakland. Barrett was down on the floor. But I think it's going to be on Oliver. Her second foul and going to the free throw line is Micah Norris. This would really do some damage here if they get both of these.
Double bonus here too. So one's not so bad. It's still a two-possession game, but two shots would make it a seven-point lead for Blackman. Could really ice it if you're a Lady Blaze fan.
Free throw's good. Micah Norris. 8 points for Micah. Second one is up. Also good. And you're right, Brian. It is now a three-possession game. 41-34. 28 seconds. Barrett got to shoot quickly. Does. Bottom. First bank three for Barrett.
No more timeouts for Oakland. They're going to have to play.
Going to foul quickly if they're going to do anything. And Hall gets by about four players. Drives all the way in. Won't go. 12 seconds. Barnes needs help. Not going to be enough time for the Patriots. Riggins to Oliver. Puts it off the glass. No good. Cox is fouled with 2.8 seconds to go. I think if Ellen had that to do over again, she would have just gone on up with it.
Yeah, I think she thought, John, that Oliver was out around the three-point line and was trying to get as many points as possible. But Caitlin was a little further in.
41-37, 2.8 seconds. Actually, all really Blackman has to do now is just not foul. Cox, first one is up, short. Been a great girls game tonight, first game. Blackman boys to follow here against Oakland. From Oakland High School, Randy King Gym, and free throw is missed by Cox. Not going to matter, the final score. Blackman Blaze win a big one, 41-37 over the Lady Pats. And we'll be back with the It Is Tees Between Games show coming up after this timeout. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett, with friends who are just like me, totally obsessed with this thin crust heaven. Ned can't even keep his parents out of his room.
They watch me all the time. And I think my mom found my stash of Sir Pizza boxes.
They're just after your square slices, man. Ned, stay strong. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession. On East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Hi friends, Lenny Farmer here once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. Sports is a big deal here in Rutherford County, and because of that, we at Jennings and Ayers know something about being team players. By choosing Jennings and Ayers as your funeral provider at a time of need, or to pre-need your services, we become a part of your team. The entire family of Jennings and Ayers feel honored to serve your needs. Rooting the home team to victory is important, but helping your family is even more so. Jennings and Ayers, 893-2422.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Don't make the 1-800 mistake when it comes to your peace of mind and your auto insurance. As your local auto owner's agent, we'll take the time to sit down with you face to face and discuss your insurance needs. So don't make the 1-800 mistake when it comes to your insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064 or come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive. We're your local auto owner's agent.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
Whatever you drive or you own that won't run, we can get you back on the road. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. We now have a European specialist on staff. Now you don't have to go to the dealer for service and repair on Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, Jaguar, and other Europeans. From oil changes to engine work, we can take care of it on foreign, domestic, and European vehicles. Call 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's only certified Rolex repair center.
Get you a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.